Chapter 23. Nap felt strange in a twisted way. The ride on the Grayscaler's back reminded him of the days when he rode on the back of his father. The moment of reflection stirred him. Sometimes they'd spent days flying over Nalzambor without even landing. It was then Nath had seen some of the most incredible things he ever saw. Now it all seemed long forgotten.
I can't let you down, Father. I won't let you down anymore.
He could feel the might underneath the scales of the dragon's back, the heart thumping like a blacksmith hammer underneath. The power of the Grayscaler's beating wings that lifted him higher and faster with a single flap. Nath took a deep breath and tried to block out the pain that still bit in his side. The dagger's cursed wound had not fully healed. It still felt like a rusty nail in his ribs. The dragon made a slow spiral into a clearing on top of the hills and landed. Nath slid off his neck and backed away.
It's not too late to succumb, he said, stretching out his arms. You can fly away and never be seen again.
The dragon's eyes were dark with fury. He huffed a burst of flame and a cloud of smoke.
Today, the son of the King Dragon dies, and soon the king will as well.
His black tail lashed out. Nath jumped back. The tail clipped his chest, spinning him around and hurling him into the trees. Nath got up just in time to see the tail striking again, sweeping across the grove like a striking snake. Nath hopped over the top and dashed away into the woods.
Be smart, Nath.
Without a weapon, he knew it would take more than brute force to slay the dragon. All of his cunning as well. Nath could hear the Grayscaler's voice in his head.
You flee like a rabbit. A prince of dragons. A coward.
The words stung a little, but his ribs hurt more. Nath gathered himself behind a great tree. Waited. There was one rule in a dragon's ultimatum. One must be vanquished. How long that took was entirely a different matter. Battles were known to take hours, days, or even weeks. Still, Nath had friends that needed him and other pressing matters to deal with.
I see I have erred,
the Grayscaler said in Nath's mind.
The woodland will delay your death. And my flight to glory.
The dragon pushed his way through the woods, snapping and uprooting small trees with his weight, sniffing and snorting.
I can smell you. You can't hide forever.
Nath could feel the Grayscaler's presence. Fiery breath came from behind the other side of the tree. Out of the corner of Nath's eye, he saw the dragon's long tongue lick out.
I bet you'll taste good. It's a shame I will not eat you. A nibble when you're dead, perhaps.
The dragon said, in Nath's mind, licking his tongue out again on the other side of the tree this time. Nath snatched the tongue with his claws and jerked it with all his might. The dragon's neck snapped back, freeing the tongue and howling a painful roar. Nath moved behind the distracted dragon, took a deep breath, and burst out with his own flames into the scaly haunches of the dragon. The Grayscaler bucked and roared. Louder this time, splintering and felling more trees.
Yes,
Nath thought.
I've wounded him, hurt him, angered him for certain.
Nath raced back into the center of the grove with his dragon heart pumping, feeling like his entire body was on fire.
I can do this.
He spread his arms wide.
What are you waiting for, dragon? I'm here, and unlike you, I'm not scorched. Perhaps it is that I will be sampling you when this is all over.
The dragon stormed out of the forest, eyes angry but wary. Without warning, a stream of fire shot out. Nath twisted away. Flames still caught his back. He cried out. His ears caught the dragon's paws digging up the earth and bounding toward him. He scrambled away and dashed headlong for the forest. A blast of fire caught him square in the back, driving him to the ground. Nath screamed.
Fire was one thing. Dragon fire was quite another. Dragon scales or not, the fire hurt. Nath twisted himself onto his back just as the dragon's paw came down. Pinned by the waist to the ground, Nath felt the dragon's head butting his back.
It's over for you, human.
No!
Nath managed to say.
It's over for you. I have you just where I want you.
The dragon's head leaned back.
I don't believe so.
By time,
Nath thought. A huge clawed paw began to crush him with raw power. Nath took a short breath and breathed fire on the claw. The dragon jerked Nath up and slammed him on the ground.
You shall pay for that.
The dragon's neck reared back, maw full of teeth open, and struck like a serpent. Fighting the pain, Nath leaped away.
Got to finish this,
he thought. Everything hurt, from his head to his toes. The grayscaler was pummeling him like a cat pummels a rodent. Nath dug his claws into the dragon's hide and climbed onto his back.
What are you doing, flea?
Nath jumped onto the grayscaler's head and locked his hands on the horns. The head shook like an angry bull's. Nath held on with all his strength. He was like a tick now.
I'm not coming off.
The dragon's tail lashed out and beat his back, jarring him blow by blow.
I'm not letting go, dragon!
Nath yelled. The dragon's wings expanded and flapped like gusty winds. Up in the air they went.
We'll see about that.
Higher and higher they went, swooping, twisting, turning, and barrel rolling through the air.
Your arms will tire long before my wings will.
Nath's arms already ached. It was one thing to fight something weaker than you, but quite another to fight an opponent much stronger.
What am I doing? I can't hold on much longer.
He didn't have a weapon. He had nothing but the horns of the dragon in his grip. Each was 3 feet long and could gore a stone golem to death.
That's it!
Summoning all his strength and power, Nath pushed one horn and pulled another. Muscles bulged in his arms and neck. His dragon heart pounded like thunder.
What are you doing?
The grayscaler cried.
Stop it!
Nath heaved and hoed. A dragon horn broke off in his grip. Nath raised it over his head, and like a spear, he jammed it between the dragon's neck and wing. The dragon's entire body shuddered, then stiffened. The wings went limp. The two of them spiraled toward the ground. At the last possible second, Nath leaped off. The dragon lay in a heap on the ground, chest still rising and falling, wings crushed underneath. Nath forced himself up to his feet and staggered over toward the dragon's great belly. Huge eyes rolled over on him.
You are truly the son of the king dragon, but I don't wish you well.
There was the rasping sound of fires stoking. Nath plunged the horn into the dragon's heart, and his fire died. It was almost morning when Nath found his way to the camp where he'd left his friends. Everything hurt, but he lived. He eyed the dried blood on the dragon's horn.
I can't use this. It's sacrilege.
He tossed the horn into the burning Jordak River. With a sigh, he hobbled back to where he last stood with his friends.
Even the horses are gone.
He kneeled down and surveyed the land. The tracks of many people were on the ground. He got up, started walking, and tripped over something unseen.
What in the name of Dragon Home is this?
He reached out and felt a hard object. It was Brenwar's chest, covered in the cloth of concealment. He rubbed his aching head, eyed the bridge.
How in Narnum am I going to get across that bridge and find them?